Yesterday, Tulloch Lodge had two entries in the rows to a meeting, scratched Alasio, relied on Coonawarra, kept the winning momentum going for the stable. Adrian Bott's on the line. Adrian, good morning. And the stable is going great guns, and so is this horse, Coonawarra.
Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Jimmy. Yeah, no, he's, I guess when horses sort of really hit that patch of form, I guess they really just can really do continue to improve, and it's certainly the case with him. Just physically, it's just amazing to look at him. Like when I got to the races yesterday, I just couldn't believe how well he actually looked and how well he was doing. It's just a horse showing all the signs that the work and the racing's just really, you know, really agreeing with him at the moment.
I've got to say, Adrian, when I looked at the replay last night and saw that Coonawarra was an on-pace horse, I wasn't surprised with the Waterhouse Bott stable on that. Is that a natural thing for Coonawarra? Is that something that you've trained the horse to do?
Yeah, look, he's never been blessed with a real acceleration or turn of foot, so he sort of had to rely on a high cruising speed and yep, toughness. So I guess that's why he sort of really hasn't been effective over the shorter trips. And you go back to his first up run here, he resumed at Rose Hill in probably a similar sort of grade over 1100, and he just couldn't get warm, you know, and probably reading it on form on paper, I guess. And even watching the run, if you didn't know the horse, you'd say it was probably a disastrous run. But sort of knowing the conditions that he needed and what sort of trip we needed to get down to, I actually thought it was a really good run, even though he probably ran 8 of 9 sort of thing. So we were able to drop him back to Canterbury, get him up to the right trip. And then again yesterday, we saw what he was able to do over that right distance. Mm. You know, he is effective where it is a good, strong test. And, I thought they seemed to roll along there yesterday. And, Brenton sort of was caught wide there early, but he was just able to really take his time and roll across and not use too much just to be able to slot in just behind the leader.
And you mentioned toughness too, and I thought that was evident in the straight too. At different stages under pressure, Coonawarra just didn't buckle at all.
Yeah, it's funny. Both jockeys the last two starts have sort of said he's won quite comfortably, but he's still got plenty left in hand. It's really the challenge for him's been keeping his mind on the job. Adam thought at Canterbury he went to put 2 or 3 lengths on them, and sort of when he got past him, he just sort of stargazed a bit and wandered out to the horses, and Brenton was a little bit similar there yesterday in his feedback. So hopefully that's sort of signs that we're still working with a horse that has that improvement there. And still sort of piecing it together if that's at all possible at this stage of his career.
Yeah, there's still upside with him, that's for sure. Adrian, great week for the stable. It's been a great season for the stable, but earlier in the week, confirmation came through that English had secured her slot in the Everest with Damien Flower, which is great news for the stable. I know you'd still love to get Prompt Response into the Everest, but English, high-class mare, Group 1 winner 2 starts back, and she deserves to be there, Adrian.
Yeah, she really does deserve to be there, and I guess there's been nothing more exciting than having that slot secured this week for the stable, and it's going to be a real buzz going into the new season, and having that already in place, so we can really sort of plan towards that. But certainly feel there's a bit of, unfinished business for her last year. You know, we were a little bit disappointed with the result we achieved with her, and felt she certainly could have been, certainly more competitive and want to show that this time around. So she's, she really deserves to be there, and I think she'll certainly make a case this year for us.
Adrian, do you take a little bit of a hit in negotiations? And I'm not sure whether you're involved in that as well, but do you take a little bit of a hit there because you know now you've got an exact preparation for English and realise what her grand final is going to be, and you can do that with some surety?
Yeah, look, luckily I had to stay. I was able to stay out of some of the negotiations, mainly between the Kellys and Damien Flower, and
right,
I'm sure both parties are tough negotiators. I wouldn't want to get in the middle of that, but luckily they were able to come up with a good deal. I think that's fair for everyone involved, and just having that all in place now, I think really does give you that comfort and that sort of closure that you can plan, and particularly whether we try a different lead up to what we did last year with her, sort of. Even though we were secured quite early last year, whether we've been able to learn from the preparation last year and probably even learn what we've you know, what we've done differently with English in the last 6 months, and whether we can now go into the race with just a little bit different sort of lead up than maybe what we felt was necessary 12 months ago.
Yeah, fair enough. Mm. And Adrian, just quickly, I know Gay Waterhouse, your co-trainer, is away in Europe on holidays. How often do you keep in contact? And I guess she'd be happy knowing that English is in the Everest.
Oh yeah, she's absolutely delighted, and you know, she's been delighted with everything over the last, you know, sort of month or so, and you know, the results we had up in Queensland. But I'm speaking to Gay daily, twice a day. You know, she loves being involved and loves to know exactly what's going on, and fingers still well and truly on the pulse. So you know, even though she's away and trying to take a bit of a break and clearing her head, you know, that's sort of, you know, there's still plenty of involvement, and you know, she loves being you know, heavily involved in every aspect.
Exactly. Mm.
Still no invitation to join her on the Mediterranean yet, Adrian.
Yeah, geez, you're thinking two times a day.
That's the invitation. That's it. the daily phone calls, plural.
I feel as though I'm there.
Fair enough. I'm sure she's sending photos soon. Look, here we are by the pool, Adrian.
when she's back, I got a few plans as well. So, yeah, she's... Yeah, Gay's great. Like, always very encouraging. That, you know, I guess when we are here, it is so full on and demanding, and 24/7 the industry. I think everyone in the industry needs to be able to sort of find that time, you know, whatever stage it is throughout the year, just to be able to, have that time to get away and relax, regroup, and so that you're able to, I guess, not burn out over the course of the year.
No, it's an excellent point, Adrian, and there's people within the studio right now who should take heed of that. And I'm not referring to me either, by the way.
My wife pointed straight at me, Adrian, when you were talking. There's a message there.
Good on you, Adrian. Hey, we've got to fly, but appreciate your time again on a Sunday morning.
Thanks very much.